You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now, we talk this afternoon about Shokan. To tell us more about that, we join on the line by Vivian, spokesperson for the Freedom of Shokan campaign, live from Greece. Vivian, good day to you and welcome to the program on Radio Islam International.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine. And yourself?
I'm okay. I'm trying to be okay.
That's good. Who is Mahmoud Abu Zayd, also known as Shokan?
Yes, Mahmoud Abu Zayd, professionally known as Shokan. He's a freelance photographer, a contributor to publications such as Time Magazine and online photo agency Demotix and Corbis. He was covering the violent clashes in Rabah Square in Cairo in August of 2013, and he was arrested because he was just doing his job.
Yes, the unfortunate reality. Tell us more about that exact arrest date and the circumstances under which he was arrested.
He was arrested with other journalists from America and from England, and the others were released 1 hour after their arrest. And he's in jail for 2 years now. We are trying to help him because he's a photojournalist. He didn't commit any crime. He's more than 2 years in jail. This is against the Egyptian law. He's not charged with anything. He's in jail without trial. Okay, what else do you want to know about Shokan?
Yes. Have authorities given reason for his continued arrest, even though he has not been charged?
No, he's not charged officially. We don't know why he's staying in jail after 2 years without charge or trial. That's what we are trying to find out. All our words, and now they're speaking about court, but we don't even know about court date, nothing.
Yes, that
it's
is really, really shocking.
Story. It's a living nightmare. You can understand how it is for a 20-year-old photojournalist to be in jail. He's not able to see the sun. His parents can only visit him once a week. Nobody else can visit him. I don't know how to describe it. We need the help of all the world, all the people. We need to raise awareness for his case, because if Mahmoud will be free, I think this will open the road for other journalists to be free, because I don't know if you know that in Egypt now, Egypt has the highest number of journalists behind bars. 18 journalists are in jail without charge or trial.
Yes, that number is of great concern. We have a South African citizen, or a South African with dual citizen named Sheikh Basuni, who is languishing for months uncharged, like Shokan. Are there many other such cases in Egypt also?
Yes, of course. Students are in jail. Women are in jail. It's a crazy situation. I can talk about Shokan only, I'm sorry, because I don't know if I will speak for somebody else. I don't want to make a mistake. So, but I know that the situation is crazy.
Any words of encouragement for his family who might be listening right now, the South African or the... the gentleman with dual citizenship who's currently languishing in jail in Egypt, what would you share with his family in South Africa at the moment?
I would like to tell them to think positive, to try every day to communicate the cases, and they have to do anything that is possible, because if the world doesn't know about the injustice, nobody can help us. We have to try and try and try. The situation is very difficult, but I think we can make it.
Tell us more about the Freedom for Showcase campaign.
Yes, it's a campaign that is raise awareness for his release. You can join our page on Facebook, Freedom for Shokan. We are posting articles every day. We are even posting things about from Shokan's work before he was arrested. You can even join our Twitter page. It's Freedom for Shokan. We are trying to help. It's a company of friends and Mahmoud's family. We are speaking with journalists around the world. I have to say that the social media, they're helping us very much, but we need more help. We need people to communicate Shokan's case, and we want people to stand by us and to stand by Shokan. And thank you very much for this interview. Thank you for caring, and thank you for your interest. It means a lot to us.
It's our absolute pleasure. We appreciate you also taking out the time to chat and to highlight this important case. Vivian, thank you very much for your time on Radio Islam. We'll continue chatting in the future.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Have a nice evening. Bye.
That was Vivian Grammati Kopolo, who's from Greece, speaking to us live from Greece, spokesperson for the Freedom of Shokar campaign. Yes, it's becoming a worldwide phenomenon with individuals languishing in Egyptian jails.